The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Brings a memory of Rava from Sukkah Daf Chavav Mir Aleph. For all my Rava, it's tzar potim in a Sukkah. That somebody who has tzar from being in a Sukkah, it's very difficult for him. Doesn't mean mamish painful, but it presents a lot of difficulty for him to be in the Sukkah. Either it's cold, it's raining, uchadayma. So he's potter from the mitzvah Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah is mavur. The reason is because the pasuk says, Basukkah is teshavu shavas yamim. Teshavu, we darshan, means ken toduru. So just like a dira, in a person's house has to be where it's comfortable, and if he was uncomfortable, he would leave his house, or he would fix up his house. But if he's in a sukkah, you can't fix it, you can't make it warm, you can't make the rain not come in, that for sure you can't do, at least according to Tysus, beginning of sukkah, that base with Aleph, that would be a puzzle of sukkah. Akalpanim, so it has to be a yeshiva sukkah, ke'en diris bayis, like the Gemara says, teishvu ke'en toduru. This Halach of Teshu Kein Toduru has other ramifications as well. Sugi and Sukkah, Chav Hei, Daf Chavav, the Gemara talks here about Chayla. The mission over there is brought to Halach in Arachayim Tafresh Mem Sev Gimel. Chaylam Turim in HaSukkah. V'loi Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakonu. So, Mechaber says, we're not talking about Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakonu, because obviously if it's Pekuch Nefesh, then Fashteitzich he'd be Potter. Even if it's not Pekuch Nefesh to leave the Sukkah, still he would be potter, like the Maggid Mishnah says in Perek Beis El Chashabbos, that anything that he wants, that he needs, is mutter on Shabbos, even if it's a malacha. The question in the Achronim, what exactly it means, but at the very least, things which would enhance his comfort and would enable him to recuperate faster, certainly would be mutter, if that would be considered Pekuch Nefesh. So Kol Shekein, it would be potter for the mitzvah Sukkah. So the Mechaber says over here, we're not talking about Yesh Bei Sakana, rather, Ella Afilu Chosh B'Roish Lai Chosh B'Einov. His head hurts, his eyes hurt, he's not feeling well, and it's difficult, it's uncomfortable for him to be in the Sukkah, so he's potter from the mitzvah Sukkah. As I state the Mechaber. So Yesh Lachgar, we want to understand what exactly is the gather of a Chayla that we're referring to over here by Sukkah. So like we said, we're not talking about Yesh Bei Sakana. But still, we have a suffix, because there are two Gedarim of Chayla below Yesh Bei Sakana. There's what's called the Chayla She'en Bei Sakana, and then there's what's called the Mechash Ba'alma. What's the difference? Chayla She'en Bei Sakana means he has a real Chayli. He has a sickness. A Mechash means something is bothering him. How would you define this? So it's Mavur in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Ches in Archaim, that there are various different Hagdars that are used to defined Chayla She'en Bei Sakana. We'll just mention two of them. One of them is Chayla Kol Gufay. His whole body aches. Like, for example, a person has the flu. So there's no danger. He's not Yesh Bei Sakana at all. But his whole body hurts. That's one definition. Another definition is Nafal Mishkov. Person is laid up in bed. Not that his whole body hurts. Maybe just one part of his body hurts. But it hurts him so badly, it just saps his energy and knocks him out, that he's laid up in bed. Again, example could be the flu. An example could be somebody has a very strong headache. Like it says, Chosh B'Roisha, it could be a very strong headache. Mechash B'Alma means also it's a headache. But it's not a headache that knocks him out. It's a headache. He goes to work, he goes to learn, he does what he has to do. And in the back of his mind, he has this annoyance of this headache. It could be a stomach ache, it could be a toothache, whatever it is. The point is that it doesn't rise to the level of either forcing him to go into bed or that it takes over his whole body, that his whole body aches for it. So the question is over here, when we say that a chayla is potter from Sukkah, do we mean only a chayla she'en bei sakana, because he has a real chayli, or even just if he has a mechash ba'alma? So the diukim over here are sasri hadadi. When he says, lo'i chayla she'esh bei sakana, so that means it's a half minute yesh bei sakana, so what's the kumash malon? Ein bei sakana. But then he says, chosh b'roishai. Chosh is a lashon of mechash. Chosh b'roishai sounds like he just has a headache. It's not mukhrach. You could say it means he has such a headache, which causes him to be a chayla. But the lashon chosh b'roishai would seem to imply more that it's only mechash ba'alma. Now, we mentioned before that the reason for the p'tor of a chayla is teshu kein toduru. The marker for this is Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, Ilchus Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. And he says the pshat is that a person who's a chayla during the year and he's living in his house, if his house is uncomfortable, he's going to leave his house. Like we mentioned before, he's going to go to some place where he can recuperate, where he can recover, we can at least get a little bit of a respite from whatever's annoying him in his house, whether it's cold or hot or noisy or whatever it is. So since he would leave his house, therefore he's also allowed to leave the sukkah. That's the gather of Teshuva came to Duru. This Rabbeinu Menoyach is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, Tafresh Mem, Sifkot and Vav. It would seem, according to Rabbeinu Menoyach, that our whole Shaila is not really relevant. It's not a question of what level of chayla he is. That's in Hilchos Shabbos, is an afkamina, what kind of a chayla he is, in terms of different heterim that Chachamim said. Over here, that's not the point. Over here, the point is he would leave his house. So then that's the question. Is he sick enough that he would leave his house if he was annoyed? So, if he has a slight headache, he probably wouldn't. But if he taka would, then he would taka be mutter to leave the sukkah, he would depart from sukkah. But if in that, it's not a gather of chayla, depending upon the level of chayli, it's a gather of teishu kein taduru, would he leave this environment in order to be more comfortable? Another shayla in the din of chayla is, we know there's a machlekes rishayim about Laila Rishayna, the first night of Sukkot, that is there's a hekesh of Tesvav, that it has a chumra like the first night of Pesach, that everyone's machlekes to eat a kazayis or kabeya, whatever, a sheer pas in the sukkah. And there's a machlekes Rishayim, that's not a machlekes, that's the Gemara. But there's a machlekes Rishayim, what if it's raining? Is there a Ptur Mitzdayer on this chiyav as well, because it's part of the mitzvah sukkah, or is it like a different chiyav, a different mitzvah, that's learned out from matzah, not a different mitzvah, but a different chiyav that's learned out from matzah, and on that there would be no Ptur Mitzdayer. So this is a machlekes, in Lamaisa Wamachmer, right, the first night of sukkahs, we talk eating the sukkah even if it's raining, right, subject to all the pratidinim, but that's what we do by Mitzdayer. So now, what's the halacha by a chayla? If you hold that a mitzdar is chayav in sukkah laila yishayna, what about a chayla? Is he also chayav laila yishayna? So the chidon, the Birkei Yosef, clears this shayla. It would seem, l'chayr pasha, that you should be chayav, because like we mentioned, it's the same tour. Sai chayla, sai mitzdar have the same tour of teshu kein toduru. So if you say there's no teshu kein toduru laila yishayna for mitzdar, what should be the nafkamina? It should be the same thing by chayla as well. What should be the nafkamina between mitzdayer and chayla? The manushok, either you have teshu kein taduru or you don't. And as the Takash state in Yeshua's Yankiv, Sifkot and Beis, and the Bikur Yankiv, Sifkot and Vav, the Birkei Yosef says that the Al Yerabba is mashma that you potter. Ayin Shom in the Al Yerabba, he clears about it, but it seems that Lamaskon, he taka comes out that you chayiv, and the Bikur Yankiv also says that, b'shem the Al Yerabba, that you are chayiv. Just be messiah with one more point. The Mishnah in Sukkah Chaf Hei Mer Aleph and Shulchan Aruch Taf Resh Mem Sif Ches says that Holchei Drochim are potter min HaSukkah. Now, why is he going on a trip? So, the Stimus HaDvarim is Meira that it's irrelevant why he's going. It's certainly Mashma Tzvavur that it's even talking about somebody who's going for Dvar Rishos. Right? We're not talking about a Shluchim Mitzvah. It's not as a Holchei Drochim. Because Holchei Drochim don't Teishu Kein Taduru, they don't have a Sukkah when they travel. So, Meila the Potem in a Sukkah. So, it would seem L'chayr Pashat that if somebody's traveling just for enjoyment, just for pleasure, he's going on a chvesa trip on Chol Ma'id, that he would be potter, even if he's just traveling for a teal ba'alma. Because Holchei Drochim Patur Min HaSukkah. It would seem L'chayr Pashat like that. Maybe even a shtickle raya l'davar, because if you want to say that it's talking about that he's traveling only for business, obviously a business that would be mutter on Chol Ma'id, that we find in certain places. We have a Shitzer Ben Tam, L'gabi the halacha of traveling within 3 days before Shabbos, that's considered Ha'ilach L'Dvar Mitzvah. That traveling for Parnasa, whatever a person does in Parnasa is considered a Dvar Mitzvah. In certain situations, it's considered like that. Other places also, we find that. So, if we're saying over here that there's a Heter even by Dvar Rishus, so it can't be talking about Parnasa, because Parnasa we consider a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, maybe the Rai is not Mukhach, maybe for this we wouldn't consider a Dvar Mitzvah, but B'chol Eifin, the Stimus HaDvarim would certainly be Meira, that he would be potter. However, the Gris Moshe, or Chaim Chela Gimel, Simen Sada Gimel, says that somebody who's traveling for Til Ba'alma is Chayiv, Ayin Shom B'taymoy, and Adayin Sarchiyim B'zah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.